This weekend is the Tony Awards, which is a very big story here in New York and around the country for people who watch the Broadway scene. Neil, have you seen any Broadway shows this year?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah. I saw Passing Strange. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Yes, very much. Great. Very intense.
How about you?
Yeah,
I know. I haven't seen it. I've seen some Broadway shows, but nothing that's up for a Tony this year. We asked our friend Jack Grace, the Martini Cowboy. He's been on the show more than anyone else, I think. But he's our music man. And we asked Jack to sort of explore a little bit some of the unusual nominees for the Tony Awards as a way of just previewing them a little bit. And what did you find, Jack?
Well, I found that there's two interesting favorites for Best Musical, which is In the Heights and Passing Strange.
Now, In the Heights is a little bit like, West Side Story. It's a kind of an immigrant neighborhood street show. Let's hear a little bit of it now.
I am snobby, and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, because I immigrated from the single greatest place in the Caribbean, Dominican.
Now, critics love In the Heights. It's about Washington Heights, way uptown.
By the way, my mother grew up there.
Really?
She went to Washington High School.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Was her name Musavi?
Sunchita Maria Feliciano Tyson.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. I love it. So In the Heights is in some ways a conventional, unconventional musical. It's not Gypsy with Patti LuPone, but it is about sort of street culture in New York. Passing Strange is another sort of kind of music entirely, a musical entirely. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, Passing Strange is sort of it's a tale of Stu as the main character in his early days, developing as kind of a world through rose-colored glasses songwriter with lofty aspirations, taking his hard knocks, raised in L.A., living abroad in Europe.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit from Passing Strange. So is it fair to say Passing Strange is the first, Eurotrash musical?
Well, it's really the first where all the musicians in the act are actually just rock musicians. They're not pit Broadway musicians.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Listening to those two clips, it does not sound like your traditional Broadway musical.
Big orchestral sound.
Grease, a la Ragtime.
These guys are breaking all the rules, making all their own rules.
And you have a kind of a personal connection to some of the band members. What's the story of this show and how it got to Broadway?
Stu was originally did it at Joe's Pub. And
which is a famous place here in New York
City
where bands play.
Stu Rodewald.
And and he's
adjacent to the Public Theater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he sort of just brought, he did it there, and I think some producers approached him and said, we'd like to do this on Broadway. And I think he said, you're crazy.
Well, it's interesting because Stu and Heidi Rodewald spoke last week, you talked to a bunch of people when we went up to the show, and their skepticism about being on Broadway at all is very, very evident from this clip.
We are not a musical. I don't know what we are, but we're not a musical. Yeah. To even go to the Tonys is hilarious. I've never even watched the Tonys.
The fact that we're even on Broadway is so unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's also crazy that we're already way ahead. It doesn't even matter.
They're having the time of their lives.
Yes. Yeah. They're enjoying themselves. They're also getting used to playing to a sober Broadway audience. Because they're more accustomed to being in clubs in New York where everyone's had a few and they're cheering and calling back to them.
Well, some of the people in the Broadway audiences have had a few. Maybe it doesn't sound like they've had a few.
They still know how to behave and keep quiet about it.
And, they get home before midnight.
Yes, some of them do.
I mean, it's not like playing a bar in New York where you have to stay out till like 2 in the morning. I mean, it's a whole different scene.
Well, part of it's the staging. I mean, I think it got restaged to fill a Broadway venue. So,
did you like it?
Yes, I liked it. It was very intense. What was intense about it was the rock music element of it. It's what, like you said, it wasn't the orchestra that you're so accustomed to.
Well, this is becoming a genre on Broadway. I mean, Spring Awakening is a very intense rock and roll show, and I love that show. Here's one of the members of the band speaking in one of your interviews. This is John Spurney. What does he play? He plays keyboards?
He's keyboards and guitar, yes.
Here's John Spurney.
You know, none of us ever kind of aspired to be on Broadway, and you realize when you're here that it's such a pinnacle in the entertainment business, and the people you're working with are people who dreamed of it all their lives.
Yes.
You know, and so I feel a little guilty because I feel like I just kind of stumbled into it.
Now, the New York Press, when they talk about the Tonys, they say if you get a Tony, it's maybe your ticket to stay on Broadway because it's very expensive. Maybe you'll get a road show. What do you think it's going to mean to these guys in Passing Strange if they win?
And will it work in other cities?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that they're confused and have no idea. They feel I think they're just lost in outer space right now, trying to figure out what's going on.
Would that be a pun? Space, Neil.
That was my cue to Neil. Yeah,
there you go.
Question for you. Yeah. This must make Broadway officials and those who run theaters very happy, though, because now you have a whole new audience that may be drawn in a way that they wouldn't have been unless it was this kind of untraditional
play. It could mean
play.
Transitional for the, for the community. It's
I great. Think they're realizing that they have to, you know, conjure up younger people that don't want to hear about everything that happened in the 1930s.
Right, and they're doing it. And
some
they
enchanted
doing it.
Exactly.
You don't have to you know, base your show on Ladies from New Jersey anymore, that's for sure. Well, thank you, Jack. We have a little bit more business to do. Neil?